Orgasmic Enlightenment, where the sexual and spiritual come together. I'm Kim Anami, and I'm a holistic sex and relationship coach and a vaginal weightlifter. In this show, we explore all things intimate. I believe that our sexual energy is life force, creative energy, and we can use it to shape our worlds, strengthen our relationships, and self-actualize. I blend the most avant-garde information from neuroscience, ancient sexual practices like Tantra and Taoism, to renegade wellness modalities to show you how to create gourmet sex in your lives. Come one, come all. The healing power of 69. I am always talking about how sex is medicine. Good sex, anyway. Bad sex is more like poison. How do I distinguish between good and bad sex? The terms I typically use are gourmet and junk food to describe the differences. Junk food sex is just like junk food. It might seem in the moment to be a good idea. It's tempting and shiny and sparkly with bright colors, but it has no actual nourishment inside of it. It does nothing to build muscle or feed your system. And at its worst, like with refined sugar, it is a neurotoxin. Ingesting it actually causes more damage than if you ate nothing at all. In fact, fasting until you could acquire better quality food would serve you and your body better. Gourmet sex is a meal that is wholly satisfying. Have you ever eaten a meal prepared by a Michelin-starred chef? It has many layers of flavor and unusual, surprising textures, the most unique pairing of ingredients, and the whole experience from start to finish in presentation to the taste is creative and original. Ingredients are sourced from all over the world to create just the right note. It's a meal that you relish every bite of, and you remember it for days, weeks, and even years later. Whereas junk food sex can leave a bad taste in your mouth and your body. Like a candy bar, it might give you a quick hit, but that's followed by a blood sugar plummet and feeling low energy and even remorse. You might have a sugar hangover. Your body now has to spend extra time and energy processing and detoxifying from your indulgence. Junk food sex affects people the same way. My ultimate barometric question for people is, does sex leave you feeling rejuvenated, energized, ecstatic, transformed, and like it changed your life? If not, then you're doing it wrong. Every single encounter can either uplift you or it can deplete you. Which would you rather? As the director for the Center of Underfucked Disease Control, the CUFDC, I, Kim Anami, am constantly looking at what makes the best sex and giving people the prescriptions they need to elevate their sex lives. I am the best doctor ever, and one of the only ones who ever shows people how to heal themselves. You can use your sex life and your sexual energy to put you to sleep, both metaphorically and literally. How many people masturbate or use sex as a sleep aid? Or you can use it to wake you up, to energize you, and to expand your consciousness. Our sexual energy is our creative life force energy. You can choose to harvest and harness that energy consciously, or you can throw it away, literally down the toilet in a crumpled up piece of toilet paper. My work is all about teaching people to consciously use this energy to uplevel every part of their lives, from their physical and emotional health, their bodies, their relationship with their partner, their careers, their income, and their family life. You and your sexual connection with your partner are the source. You have the procreative energy of the universe at your fingertips. So use it. One of my favorite things to do is to show people the metaphysical power that exists within sex acts. Orgasmic enlightenment, indeed. Did you know that you can find God up your ass? And that eating ejaculate makes you smarter and cures depression? Did you know that daily cervical orgasms keep you in a state of spiritual bliss? You would know that if you've been living in Anami Land for a while. If not, let me give you a tour around the place. Let's talk about the illustrious Act of 69. Back in the day, this was not one of my favorite sex acts. I couldn't quite wrap my head or my mouth around it. It was like when you do that thing and you try to tap your head with your hand and then rub your belly with your other hand at the same time. I didn't know whether I was coming or going, giving or receiving. I mean, I liked giving head, I liked having my pussy eaten, but both at the same time felt like too much stimulation. But then I had a partner who was a ready-made. He came to me fully formed in his knowledge and skill of deeper tantric experiences. He was all about the extended sex date. We would have a minimum of 2-hour sessions all the time. And sex nights that went well into the wee hours of the morning, sex weekends ad infinitum. Instead of sex acts that were preliminary, like teasers to the main course, they became the main course, like 69. We would spend hours with our heads buried in each other's genitals. It would get to the place where my brain would completely shut off. I wasn't thinking about anything. I had fully surrendered into my body, and we were in this trance state with each other. My body's movements were all intuitive and involuntary. One of my favorite poetic passages is from Leonard Cohen, where he describes this sense of melding in the poem And You Have the Lovers. When he put his mouth against her shoulder, she is uncertain whether her shoulder has given or received the kiss. All her flesh is like a mouth. He carries his fingers along her waist and feels his own waist caressed. She holds him closer and his own arms tighten around her. She kisses the hand beside her mouth. It is his hand or her hand. It hardly matters. This is the place where time stands still. You suspend the whole space-time continuum. You rise above it. You're beyond it. You tap into the power of this procreative energy. The most powerful substance in the universe. Is it any wonder that there is such an effort to distort and censor and keep people from it? You tap into this power and you bathe in it. You nourish and replenish and energize yourselves with it. The 69 position is your body's formed in a cosmic yin and yang symbol. Its potency lies in you ingesting each other's sacred fluids and mainlining them into your brains. All of your bodily fluids, from your saliva to your lubricating waters to your ejaculations, contain your respective, highly concentrated yin and yang essences. The more sexually aroused you are, the more of these essences are created and distilled through your fluids. As you open to your partner and you receive these fluids through your mouth and your genitals, you are taking in the ultimate superfoods, the nectar of the gods. In fact, the word amrita in Sanskrit has been simultaneously used to describe ambrosia, the food of the gods, and female ejaculate. I speak about these fluids not just being the metaphorical, but the literal fountain of youth. The longer your sex sessions are and the more aroused you are, the stronger the potency of these essences. Ingesting them balances and feeds us on the deepest levels. And when your mouth is at their genitals, you are high grading and mainlining this ever so potent substance right into your brain, igniting your creative genius. After a tasty blowjob of any kind, I am often dashing to my computer to write because my brain and my creative faculties cup runneth over and I need to get these ideas down on paper or screen. Beyond the nourishment of the physical is the emotional and energetic nourishment of seeing your partner and fully accepting and adoring them. Being seen is some of the deepest medicine we can experience. There is nothing like it. Having your face and your gaze and your mouth and your nose in your partner's genitals, taking all of them in, every nuance of taste scent, every millimeter of flesh laid out before you, and fully worshiping them is so healing to the core of us. The key to harnessing the power of 69 is realizing that it can exist as its own extended sex act. It's not just an obligatory pit stop along the way to intercourse. This act, as well as any other that we think of as foreplay, can actually be its own standalone powerful sexual experience. Give yourself over to it, surrender to it, relax into it as a final destination rather than a step along the way. Maybe you will keep going after that, but be okay with landing here. And realizing that this is deep nourishment from each other. You truly are ingesting the food of the gods and revitalizing yourself with these potent elixirs. You have a duty to adore your partner's genitals. This is the essence of who they are. The more you do this and you truly fall in love with their genitals, your relationship to their body will change. As you become obsessed with them, you will see them change as they more and more recognize and claim their own uniqueness, beauty, and power that you help them and help each other to realize. My Coming Together for Couples Salon is the ultimate sex RX for your relationship. You will learn sexual reflexology of the yoni and lingam, my prescription guide for different sexual positions to heal various ailments, tantric and Taoist techniques to harness your sexual energy and use it for healing, rejuvenation, and your creative genius, how to have multiple full body and energy orgasms, super cock stamina techniques for men, amplifying masculine and feminine polarity to increase your chemistry attraction, going from buddies to headboard slammers, and all of my secrets to coming together. The salon begins this week. Head over to kiminami.com, look for Sexual Savant Salons, and then click on Coming Together for Couples to sign up. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, subscribe and also leave a review. And send someone else the gift of a healthy libido and an off-the-charts love life by sharing this episode with them. We'll be back next week, and in the meantime, many happy orgasms.